For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's. Still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and where we had our fantasy football draft for the WIP Afternoon Show. So it is me and Jack. Ike is out, so we had to fill the Eagles legend void. So Brent Celek joins us.
Yes,
yeah. Thanks for joining us, Brent. Brent Celek is with us.
What's up, boys? How y'all doing?
So I saw this. You're doing this thing with Jack, the WIP Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway presented by Miller Lite. So people can register at Acme Markets, and here's what you win. You can win a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a premium aluminum Miller Lite cooler, and here's the part I have to ask you about, though, Brent. So the home gating party is for, you know, the person who wins and 10 friends watch the Eagles game at their house with you. And I could understand why an Eagles fan would want you at their house, but also Jack. So is there a reason that Jack is coming to the home gating party and not just you? Does he carry your stuff? Or, like, what is the reason for Jack being there?
Yeah, more moral support and bodyguard for me.
That's right.
You know?
It's going to go well.
That role really well.
Yeah. Bodyguard? I don't know how well you know him. You know,
never been in a fight, Brent. But yeah. for you, buddy, I'm willing to do
the
anything.
Bullets are flying. I can put him right in front of me.
A foxhole guy.
Yeah, Fox, the true foxhole guy. So if you want to register, if you want more information, go to 94WIP.com. It is Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. And Brent, you know, your post-Eagles career, you've gotten involved in real estate and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
You see Jason Kelce and his brother just get a $100 million podcast deal. Should you have gone that direction instead of the real estate? Yeah.
I think I probably should have thought about that, but those guys got great personalities. They're made for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually just hanging out with Jason earlier today. What him and his brother have done is so legendary, dude.
Like, it's unbelievable.
I can't. Yeah, it's so unbelievable, but it couldn't have happened to better dudes. And, I love those guys. I think the world needs more Kelce in our lives because what they do and how they see the world is a great way of us, you know, looking at life. Like, I really like enjoying, you know, hanging out with those guys anytime I can get. And I just like the way they see things.
Yeah, I think if Jason was a jerk, it would be different, you know, but there's nobody that has come across him that doesn't like him, so you end up feeling happy for him that he does it instead of something else. So, Jahan Dotson, newest Eagle, wearing your number, how do you feel?
I know.
How's it going to feel to see somebody else in midnight green wearing 87?
Well, it's cool. You know, he's a Penn State guy. I actually talked to him yesterday, and he seems like a really good guy. Hopefully, you know, he's a great player on the field, which I think he is. I mean, the guy was a first-round draft pick, really good receiver. So I'm excited for him. I think anytime you can get Penn State guys, bring them back here to Philly, I think it's great.
Now, this is the first time that the Eagles, I mean, they haven't had a Cincinnati Bearcat on their roster since, what, like 05? I mean, when it was Barwin, and then obviously Kelce. I mean, it feels like we might need a Cincinnati Bearcat back in the mix here.
I know, dude. It's been a while. We need one. We need another Bearcat.
They're all good. Somehow they're all good. The Cincinnati Bearcats turn out good NFL players.
My favorite non-NFL Bearcat, Danny Fortson. Love Danny Fortson. Basketball player before your time. John.
Way before
your
time. Yeah. No,
I remember Danny Fortson because I was a Cincinnati guy growing up. So
yeah.
Danny Fortson was a beast, yeah.
Yeah, he was great. So You know, talk about this year's team, and we have Brent Celek with us. We've talked a lot this offseason about how many weapons are on offense. But the thing that I don't think gets talked about a ton is that it's a bunch of players who are used to getting the ball a lot, who just because of math are not going to get the ball as much. How do you think that dynamic works with this many sort of high-level star players on one offense and the possibility that they may not have individual production quite as good as they're used to?
Well, I think at the end of the day, winning cures everything. So the ultimate goal is to win. And I think, you know, all these guys are team guys. I mean, listen, football is the ultimate team sport. There's going to be some times where maybe A.J. Brown has 250 yards receiving. There may be a game where he has 30 yards receiving. So I think, you know, all these guys have to understand that at the end of the day, it may be my day, it may be Devontae's day, it may be Goddard's day, maybe Saquon's day. But as long as we're winning, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, that championship, that ring on your finger, there's nothing more important than that. And there's going to be games where we need to rely on one guy 1 week, and then we got to rely on another guy another week. So hopefully, I think these guys have all played football long enough to understand that dynamic. And, you know, as long as we're continuing to have success, I think we'll be okay.
Speaking of Saquon, you know, obviously new addition, you're down at practice a good amount. Like, what have you kind of seen from Saquon? Obviously, we haven't had a running back like him, I feel like, since Shady. It's a different kind of aura, I guess, around Saquon. What have you noticed about Saquon?
I mean, honestly, every time I look at him, I just admire his legs. I know it's kind of weird, but...
Listen, he's a quadzilla. He's quadzilla.
His quads, his calves, like, I think from a backfield standpoint, him and Jalen, you know, they got some nice calves and quads going on there. But no, he's really an explosive player. That guy has made some cuts and done some things in practice that, like, I don't know if I've really ever seen before. He can do some things that a lot of guys in the NFL can't do. So I'm excited to see what he can bring to our offense. But he's a great player.
I think we all expect the offense to be really, really good, but I think everyone is sort of wait and see about the defense. What kind of, what kind of effect does a defense that is not quite as good have on the mindset of the offense? You know, let's say it's a super high-performing offense and maybe not so much on the defense. Is that something offensive players think about?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, listen, there's going to be probably games where the defense needs to pick up for the offense, and there's going to be games where the offense needs to pick up for the defense. I will say I'm a Vic Fangio fan. Like, this guy is an old-school guy. He brings an old-school mentality. He's a Philly guy. Like, if people don't know this, Vic Fangio is a Philly guy. He's that old-school, you know, hit him in the mouth. He's going to bring a toughness to our defense that I think – we all need. So I'm excited to see what the defense does this year. Obviously, you know, we need to be successful, but I like where we're headed, and I like the mentality of all the guys, and especially our defense coordinator. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
What do you think about the other coordinator? Obviously, Kellen Moore, younger, but been experienced in that position. What have you kind of seen from Kellen Moore and the differences he could bring to this Eagles offense?
Yeah, I mean, Kellen obviously is a quarterback in the NFL, so he gets it. I think he sees it from a quarterback's perspective and always trying to make it easy for the quarterback and make sure that they're on the right reads and that they have an answer for everything. So, again, similar to Vic, like, obviously we don't know until the games start, but I'm excited to see what his offense brings. And, you know, what you see in the preseason, what you see in the offseason isn't a true reflection of what they do, because – and they're putting in the base stuff, and I'm excited to see game week, you know, what we have in store, because we do have a lot of weapons, and we got a great offensive line. So, you know, we have a recipe for success.
We're talking to a former Eagles tight end, Brent Celek. You know, the Jack, I can't believe it just happened to me during an interview.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Brent,
how old are you, man? I'm 48. How old are you?
I'm 39. Are you saying you just lost your train of thought?
Yes!
Dude, it happens during the radio show so much. It's happening almost once a show.
Yeah, but Brent played in the NFL. You just host a radio show.
I blame it on CTE. You have nothing to blame it on, bro.
Well, I got 10 years on you. How about that? You know, you wait till you get to this.
You got
this,
kids?
No.
You got kids?
No kids.
Oh, no excuses.
Don't even start with me.
I know. He's got a dog.
I have two dogs. Two dogs.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's nothing.
Well, you know, you mentioned Kellen Moore. I guess the other thing is we have a new offensive coordinator that wasn't in the building before. So it's, you know, most players on the offense are not familiar with him or familiar with what he does. So how long do you think they only have preseason, right? They only have 4 weeks of training camp. How long does it really take for offensive players to get used to and understand a new system the way that they'll need to for it to be performing at its peak?
I mean, I think it only takes the off season and training camp. Like, we all run the same plays. Like, what the plays I was running under Andy Reid or some of the similar plays I was running under Chip and Doug. So it's just some of the new terminology. There may be some, you know, routes that you adjust a little bit based on the new coach. So I don't think that there's really a huge learning curve when it comes to, you know, having a new coordinator, especially because this guy's been running the same plays for so long, you know?
I actually just remembered the other thing I was going to ask you. And then
right on time.
Yeah, there we go. There
just
we go.
Like Costanza.
Well, you know, a preseason and training camp was different from when you played compared to now.
Was it?
So how much, obviously, you would have liked to participate in a training camp more similar to this, but how much do you think players are missing out? A, not just with the amount of practice there is, but they don't play in any preseason games, and you guys did. So from a preparation standpoint, you know, what do you think the players are missing by not having that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the Eagles this year have practiced really hard. I mean, they're doing some things this year that are really good. I think when you practice really hard against your own team, in some cases you don't need to get some of those reps in the preseason games and expose yourself to some of the risks that come with those games. Obviously, every coach is different. Every coach has their own philosophy. We didn't do that this year. We didn't play in the preseason games. But I think at the end of the day, with the type of practices that we've had, I think our team's going to be ready to play. I mean, I've seen them do 14, 17 play drives in practice. And let me tell you, there's nothing harder than doing a 17 play practice drive. And we used to do that under Andy. Then we get to the games, you know, things get a little bit easier. So I like what we've been doing as a team practice-wise this year, and I think it's going to set us up for success for the season.
Brent Celek, well, I know it's not there anymore, but I've spent many a night in your old bar Prime Stash in Old City.
Oh, yeah.
Turned 40th birthday party in that bar. Chef Chino always took good care of us.
Well, so. Isn't that where the Kelseys met, too? I mean.
Well, that Jason was always in there just sitting at the bar eating by himself.
He's always eating ribeyes, man.
Yes.
He's a steaksman.
Well, Brent, thanks. I appreciate the time. And if you want to register to win the Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway presented by Miller Lite, you have to register at an Acme Market. You can win all those prizes and have Brent and Fritz come to the house for your big home gating party. Appreciate the time, Brent. Thanks, man.
No problem. Thanks, boys.
Right. Thanks, Brent.
There you go. And for more information on that, again, at 94WIP.com. Man. Well, Brent expects you to be his bodyguard.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's aware that it's currently slimming season, so I don't know if I'm going to be on the, you know, as much of a bodyguard type.
Yeah, skinny coward is not a good.
Well, you've been that for years. Got him. By the way, before you go back to the phones real quick, Jose Alvarado is back with the Phillies. So,
oh, there you go. That's good news.
Rob Thompson announced that he will be activated Sunday.
Oh, because they're playing roster games right now. Do they need?
No,
to,
I think he just needs to ramp back up. Like he probably hasn't thrown in a week and a half.
Oh, right. Because the last appearance was that.
It was Sunday in Kansas City.
Yeah, but it was the walk. But when he walked in the run.
No, it wasn't. He pitched Sunday in the 11-3 game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
no one was watching at that point. Right. But Walker was asleep, and I had nothing to do.
So you were watching.
So I was locked in.
There you go.
So he didn't miss that much time, but still, I think they want to build him back up.
215-592-9494, talking about Jalen Hurts' comments about the blitz and Jason Kelce yesterday, whether they were good, bad, or nothing at all. Something tells me Corey in Columbus will have a particular perspective on it. What's up, Corey?
From one Ohio guy to another. I can't
hear
that.
Oh, there you go. There you go. This is the Ohio show. Well, we got to fill up with Ohio without Ike being here.
Yeah, man. You got to, you know, because Ohio's a great city. We got a lot of legends. You know, Jason Kelce, Ike Reed, Hugh Douglas, Brent Seller. You know, we Schmidt, produce them.
Mike Schmidt, Corey.
That's right, man. I appreciate because it's a sad day here in Columbus because of what happened to Johnny, you know, with the Blue Jackets.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
I appreciate y'all talking about that. You know, but listen, I don't get what Jalen said is wrong. He was asked a question, and he just responded. That's how he feels. Like, we love Jason Kelce, and I get it. And everyone's saying it's looking like he's passing the buck, like he don't want to put the blame on himself. I didn't take it as that way. Listen, I love Jason Kelce. I got his jersey. He's an Ohio legend. Anybody from the state of Ohio, Kyle Short, but y'all know I represent. Y'all, I love y'all. I ride for my people. But it's like, how come when it comes to certain people, they can't never get no blame? Like, the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, people lie and say he threw up in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think there's video of that.
He threw up in college, too.
Well, Ike said he did.
Well, Ike wasn't on the field.
Okay, you know.
We'll ask him on Tuesday.
If Ike is listening, he wants to kill me right now. Yeah, sorry. That's the kind of comment you make only when Ike is here, so you can smile at him afterwards. Anyway, go ahead. I think it's less about blaming. Let me see if I can thread the needle with you here on this. Because I'm really sort of hedging on this entire thing because I'm on the fence about how I feel about it. I think it's less about him blaming Kelce and more about him blaming anyone. And to me, it's actually sort of more about him even bringing that part up at all. And I think that there's a way to say it. So the thing that I worry about with him is not that he blame Kelce. Like, I don't care. You know, Jason Kelce is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He doesn't have to worry about it. I think to me, it's more like, can you just get off this thing where it's not your fault from last year?
Can I get – so, like, let me just respond to that.
Sure.
And Jalen Hurts, he's a 25-year-old kid. He's a young kid. But this let's just look at it through his lens. Yes, he's the leader of the team. He should take accountability. And I think he tries to do that. And all that, oh, I don't listen to the media. Anybody that say that they don't listen to the media, they lying. They got agents. They got all that sees information that they want to hear. Even Sirianni, that's how they know about Elliott's stats and his grades. How he know about the grades? They listen and read that stuff. But my thing with Jalen is, Jalen getting killed on his relationship with Nick Sirianni. He can't read the blitz. Oh, he's a power. So I can get it when all summer long, I feel like, he's been trying to, like, defend himself. When you're a 25-year-old kid, it's like, you know, I work hard. I put my head down. I go to work. I really don't say much, you know. And it's like people look at me like I'm a bad guy. Yeah, I didn't play well to my standards last year. But it's like everything isn't my fault. You know, it's not all my fault. But it's like a lot of times, and I'm not saying you and Jack. It's like a lot of times in the media, it's like this is Jalen Hurts' fault. And I don't want to talk about other quarterbacks, but it's like when you look at like Josh Allen, when the Bills were struggling, they blamed his OC and they fired him, right? It was not Josh Allen's fault. When Joe Burrow has down games, you know, we looking at Zach Taylor and all that. Like, it's like whenever Jalen has bad, it's always him.
Well, hold on. Brian Johnson isn't here anymore.
They fired the OC.
But we haven't seen him since then. What I'm saying is when he was bad during the season last year, Josh Allen, they fired his coach mid-season, and they said it was the OC's fault. So the Eagles usually don't do that. I'm just saying it's like I think he feels like he's playing, like, defense. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's right and he should be doing it. I'm just saying that's how I feel like he's doing.
By the way, not only did they fire the offensive coordinator, they told the head coach to stay out of it. You know, and by the way, this whole thing with Nick Sirianni changing the way that he is in terms of his approach and his sort of temperament, I think that is very Jalen-related as well. So I hear what you're saying, and I think ultimately it comes down to how he performs this year, but I don't get the sense that all of that blitz stuff is that Jalen is blamed for all that stuff. I got the sense, actually, the name that I hear more is Brian Johnson. People tend to blame the coordinator. People definitely blame Nick. You know, like, now maybe Kelsey didn't get any.
I just don't get how you could blame, and this is just me. I mean, I know the game football I play. I'm not no expert like Ike or whatever, but it's like, I don't understand. Like, Dowling is the run game coordinator and the offensive line coordinator or whatever. So how is it Brian Johnson's fault that the O-line was for Texas was bad? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, like I said, that's way above my head. I don't know. I feel like that's more of a quarterback and whoever's calling the line problem. I'm just telling you why I feel like Jalen is probably defending himself. I do feel like he should take some of the blame. You the quarterback. It should be on you. Like, when you the quarterback, you get the blame. I'm just telling you why I feel like he is playing the defense. But let me get my fall thing out, because I know you
hang up on me. Yeah, what's the best thing about fall?
Jack always got to open his mouth and run it. I'm a big pumpkin spice guy.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, like, God.
I got the creamer, all that. I love it. I love the cookie, everything.
Well, now, make sure you're getting organic pumpkin spice.
Now, Corey, if you could only have one pumpkin spice product, what is, like, the premier pumpkin spice product?
Oh, it's the coffee. You got to put it in the coffee with the creamer. Oh, my goodness.
Man, a nice pumpkin beer, though?
Oh, man.
No, don't start tearing up.
That's trash.
All right, Corey. All right, Corey, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? To me, I'm not a big fan of the flavor of pumpkin spice.
Well, because it's really just cinnamon.
Well, it's...
Dude, no one knows what pumpkin tastes like. It's...
Well, it doesn't taste like pumpkin, but it's not just cinnamon. But what I will say...
It's more of a cinnamon taste.
...is pumpkin spice coffee smells awesome.
It does.
Sort of like a pipe. A pipe smells good. Somebody smoking a pipe. Gasoline also smells good. And
I thought you were like, what kind of pipe are you talking about?
Like a regular pipe. You ever been in like a tobacco store?
See, I thought you were talking about like pipes in a house. It's like, what are you talking about?
For your plumbing?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I was confused about.
Yeah, like smoking a pipe.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I'm not a smoker guy. That's not a weed reference.
You're a gummies
guy. I mean,
guy. Yeah.
No. It was a tobacco reference. I do not smoke, but the smell of pipe smells good.
I still think I smelled a pipe like pretty much my entire life.
Really?
No, nah, because again, I'm like, no one's smoking a pipe.
What the hell is your dad doing? He's not smoking pipes?
He was not a pipesman.
I say that. My dad was also not smoking a pipe.
I don't think just a little, see?
Yeah. In a robe.
Exactly right. Like, what a psychotic behavior, by the way.
Just your dad sitting in the living room in a robe smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
A little brandy.
I feel like that's, I wasn't born in the 50s, but like, that's what the 50s to me is.
You weren't born in the 50s, really?
Really.
You don't even trust a car made in the
80s. Dude, I don't trust anything really before 2000.
All right.
Besides houses. I think houses used to be sturdier.
They did. Well, we could have a talk off air about that,
well,
but that's
listen,
definitely true.
Me and you have a lot of not sports conversations.
We do.
We have a lot of passion projects.
You know, you're aging, you know, getting a little bit older, getting a little bit into my world, I think has been positive for our non-sports conversations.
It's good. We're going to be a problem in a year.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about seed oils the entire time.
And pumpkin spice stuff.
And pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, maybe a new plan for retiring numbers in sports. Something happened with the Giants this week, and I think I have a new plan to make retiring numbers in sports better. We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. There is still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and where the WIP Afternoon Show had our fantasy football draft.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Schicky's in South Philly. Perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, you can come in here before tonight's game against the Braves.
Yes.
6:40 first pitch. Ranger Suarez on the mound. We'll get you ready for that in a little bit.
Looks like it's not going to rain, but it looks rainy outside.
It does look rainy. But I don't mind the looks rainy, but doesn't rainy,
yeah.
But doesn't rain sort of vibe.
Sure.
I don't mind.
Do you like that at the beach?
No.
I don't know, man. It keeps the heat off.
It's nice for a walk. But if I'm going to be sitting out all day on the beach, I'm getting tan.
You're getting tan?
Yeah. I'm a pretty tan guy this summer.
Yeah, actually, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad tan-wise.
Not too. I'm got darker skin than you right now.
You, yeah.
I got the darkest skin on the show right this second.
At this second.
You know, speaking of Ike not being here, next week we're going to I was talking to Jack before. We've joked about going to Creed in Atlantic City.
Joking. I don't know if we're joking at all.
Well, that's the thing. With Ike, I want to organize a show bonding trip to Atlantic City September 29th to go see Creed. All we need is tickets and three rooms. That's what we got to stay there.
Probably.
Are you going to be able to stay there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Might see the blackjack table.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
I'm actually horrible at blackjack, and I'm a selfish blackjack player.
You like, can't be that. You
I don't.
Not on a Saturday night, buddy.
I don't play with the table. I play for Jack.
Yeah, you can't do that on a Saturday night. You got to do that on a Sunday
morning.
Then
how am I supposed to win?
Nah. So the one thing my brother and I like doing, I love splitting tens.
Okay.
You can't. Like, it's a winning hand, right? And if I see the dealer showing a six and I got two tens, I start getting, like, the jitters because I want to split the tens. But you can't do it. You make everybody at the table mad at you.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I am tentatively In for Creed.
It's Ike. We got to get Ike.
I know three songs.
You probably know more than three. Is Empty Nest Ike? Are we going to have a new Ike? Because Ike doesn't like being not in his home.
Sure.
Ike doesn't like going anywhere. But it's already in New Jersey, so he doesn't have to cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Maybe I just pick him up.
Listen, I think he'd be in. I really do. If enough convincing happens.
Afternoon show trip to go see Creed.
It's like we're... So that'll be one bit, and then the afternoon show goes to Mount Rushmore for Mount Rushmore Week.
Yes, that'll be the second bit. And that's when we take listeners with us. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
I was about to say, can't get some listeners, though, because I'm down for that trip.
Are you a Creed guy?
Wait, Creed or Mount Rushmore?
Man, what's that? I just want to hang with my fellas. What's that?
All right, okay.
Not me. What's up, Spike, my main man, Jackie, baby? What's poppin'? Happy Friday.
What's up, Yosh?
Hey, man, look. Now, I agree with a lot of stuff y'all saying. Jack, I ain't even riding with nothing you saying about Jalen, because it's some tape out there of you saying a lot of demeaning stuff to Jalen at the fantasy thing. My phone just had to be rolling when you was arguing with OG Wade. So you can't be trusted. I ain't got nothing bad.
Well, I was proving a point.
Boy, you were just saying a whole bunch of stuff. I was like, you are talking the truth. You know, you ate your little salad with the nuts in it, Paul. you was over there telling the truth. But Jalen, man, I believe that it's so much stuff going on with him in this offseason. you know, as far as is he going to be as good as he was in 2022 or as bad as he was in certain spots last year with the stuff that he's been putting on the table at the presses. I just believe he's going to have a great year because of all of this stuff. But I do wish he would just shut his mouth and answer the question yes or no, for real, for real. Because he keeps putting his foot in his mouth. He just keeps giving the content for everybody to just slander him over and over and over. Just stop trying to sound so smart. Just say what's his name. I agree. Take some accountability. Say, yeah, I got to be better. There was a lot of stuff last year that I did wrong. And just leave it alone. Don't say nothing about this and that and this and that, especially if you put in Jason Kelce in the sentence. It just ain't going to work out for you, baby. Leave it alone.
Well, the interesting thing, Yosh, is that he's not dumb. Like, so when he says those things, I think the reason that people react the way they do in part is because they know he is very specific and pointed about what he says.
Well, and it's not the first time he said it.
Right.
It's the fourth time he said it.
Yeah, and I agree with things. That's why I think he should stop talking so much, because it seems like a chess piece that he's using to do it. Like, stop riding the fence with the answer. Just say what you did wrong. Don't nobody want to hear all the other stuff. Like, I was, and the words you use, like Jack said to the guy earlier, using words like halt and stuff, those type of words, they trigger words for people like Jack and my good friend, my best friend on the afternoon show, Spike Eskins. Yes, Spike, you my best friend.
Now hold on, what's up with this Spike sucking up, Yoshi? Listen, we've been through wars together. This guy got here a month ago.
I love you. You the little brother. You can beat up on the little brother and come back and love on him. Can't nobody else beat up on you, though. Anybody else call and talk trash to you, I'll beat them up. I can beat up on you because you know I love you. Ain't nobody else going to beat up on you. And then Spike professed his love for me, getting me into the fantasy league on air. And then the lady called up and said that she was rooting for me this week. And Spike said he was going to beat me. And I was like, what? But then he turned around and said, I was like, you want, it's easy to root for Yoshi. He's a good soul. But he's saying stuff like that. It's like what my wife does to me. She beat me up and then she hugged me. And all this other stuff. Like, I can't stay mad at her because he beat me down and then he builds me up. I love Spike, and don't be jealous. I love you too. I love you too, because I saw what you was doing in your car when I blew the horn, and I ain't gonna tell nobody on the radio.
I was giving a nice little nose pick.
Oh, he caught you mid nose pick.
Listen,
oh, wow,
not ashamed to admit it. It's just more efficient, Yoshi.
Spike, since he said it, yo, that finger was up in that nose to the knuckle, boy.
That's not true. It's a.
He was doing brain surgery.
I was, man. Dude, it's more efficient. It's good.
When I blew that horn at him, yo, that finger slid out like some lube.
Dude, I thought it was a different fan. I thought it was like, you know, someone didn't know me. And I was like, that's a bad look. But that was Yoshi, and I was like, whatever.
Oh, man, that was funny, man. Oh, and Spike, man, be with Kendrick. You took my answer. I'm all about the hoodies, too. It's two things that I own a lot of, man, and that's, well, it's three things. I own a lot of underwear. Well, it's four things and socks. But hoodies and tank tops as far as the top part of my body, because I go straight to hoodies when the tank tops are over with.
Now,
I'm a hoodie dude all day, but I love this time of year because when the weather changes, my wife lets me put my leg on hers, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave it.
All right. See,
we have to see why you need a lot of underwear.
I'll see you later, Yoshi. Goodbye. We got to get Yoshi a sleeveless hoodie.
They have those
now. Do you both? Yeah.
Yeah. I think McCaffrey wears them a lot.
Does he?
Yeah. By the way, heartbreaking news for Elliot Shortbarks.
Oh, no.
You ready for this?
Now, what could this be? Did Jordan Matthews retire?
No, Jordan Matthews got picked up by the Panthers. He's back on the practice squad.
All right.
Brazil has officially banned Twitter.
Oh, it happened.
/ X.
It really happened.
It really just happened, yep.
So why is he going there?
I don't know what he's going to do. He's teasing. He's going to put stuff on Threads. No, don't care.
No.
You know, like.
Should we do this? Do we create a phantom ESP account where he sends us what he wants on this account and we post it for him?
Could do that.
Could we do
or
that?
Or we post what we think he would say.
Or he gives us access to his account.
He's not going to do that.
But what if we can get all his tweets out?
I know.
He could just send us text messages.
I know. But I don't think he's going to trust us with that. That's the big issue.
It's probably smart.
But I don't know what he's going to do. Like, what's the point of him being there?
I have no idea.
When he was talking about this yesterday, I said, well, you know what you can do? I was like, you can do this silly old thing called write an article. And he said, well, I'm not doing that.
Well, what if he just wrote the article 140 characters at a time?
Sure.
You know?
But I don't know what we're sending him there for if he can't tweet.
You know what he's got to do? He's got to write an article for every tweet. But instead of a full article, it's just a tweet's worth of information, and we publish it every time.
Should we call him back right now?
Yeah. Could you have Justin get him back on the phone?
All right, we're gonna have to see what his plan is here.
Yeah. So I want to give you my new plan for retired numbers.
Yes.
I had an idea,
and I disagree with this plan.
And if I want you to open your mind, not you, Jack, your mind is closed. But if you're listening, if you're in your car, you're at home, you're at work, whatever, I want you to open your mind to this plan. So something interesting happened this week in that Malik Nabers, the first round pick of the New York Giants, wide receiver, had always been number one, wanted number one, but number one was retired by the New York Giants.
Right.
They unretired it for Malik Nabers to wear the number. So the name of the player who had number one was Ray Flaherty.
What was your favorite memory of Ray Flaherty?
Well, he played from 1929 to 1935, so I don't remember anything. He's credited with the behind-the-line screen pass as a coach and the two-platoon substitution system. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1976.
What a system.
So what they did was the Giants reached out to Ray Flaherty's family, had Malik Nabers call his family. They had a good conversation with him, and they agreed. They liked him. They agreed to unretire it and let Malik Nabers wear this number. And they even felt like unretiring the number allowed a new generation of people to even know who Ray Flaherty was, mm-hmm. right? So my idea here is that when they retire a number, it only stays retired for a certain amount of time, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. That way you get the number back at some point, and it gives you an opportunity to honor the person again whose number you retired by unretiring it and giving it to a great player.
Yeah, but the problem is then you're gonna forget about the older player.
No, you remember them.
I don't think so.
That's what the Hall of Fame is for, the team Hall of Fame.
I'm all about honoring legends and keeping numbers unretired.
Yeah, but then you're going to run out of numbers.
You're not going to run out of numbers. You're not. It'll be fine. You know who I bet agrees with you on this, by the way?
Who?
Like, Elliot definitely agrees with you on this.
Oh, that's a bad scene. Speaking of which, Elliot. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Elliot. Now, the big news we just discovered is that Brazil has banned Twitter. And Elliot leaves for Brazil on Sunday. Elliot. What are you even going to do in Brazil without Twitter?
Well, I guess I'll have a lot more time on the beach. I mean, at this point, if I can't tweet, I mean, I'm hurting over here. I don't know what I'm going to do. Everyone can follow me on Threads. I'm on Threads at Elliot Shore Park.
No one cares about Threads. We didn't bring you on to plug.
Yeah. Everyone hop on over to Threads.
No. Elliot, I could make – now, obviously, I'm not the program director here anymore. I can't make this decision. But if I were –
Don't say well, Elliot.
Well, if I were Rod, I would think to myself, well, I'm paying him for this week of work, and he's not even tweeting. What the hell is he doing down there? I mean, I don't know. Maybe we repeal the trip.
Here's the thing about Twitter. Not social, and it's not media. So yeah. I'll still be calling into WIP. You can get all my Eagles takes on Go Birds through all your different podcast apps. So I think money's still well spent to have me make that flight down there.
Well, why don't you just, crazy concept, why don't you just write some articles?
Yeah, maybe I'll have to do that. I guess maybe they'll just be in, you know. I have the Twitter Plus now, so I'm not even in 140 characters anymore.
I know.
But, yeah, maybe I'll have to stretch out the writing muscle and do a little Big J writing.
Well, what if you do this? What if you just have Porter – Andrew Porter, who or Ryan or Lou, whoever works in the web department, every time you're going to tweet something, you send it to them and they make it an article. So every tweet is an article.
Here's the other question. Is there anybody at the station I can trust enough to give my Twitter password to and text them what I want to tweet?
Spike.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? You think
no.
If you have access to my Twitter, I'm not going to wake up in Brazil one morning and find Noah Von Leigh stats all over my Twitter?
No, I don't come after you about the Noah Von Leigh thing. Here's the only payment I would want. I would want to be able to tweet three things, not any personal information, from your Twitter account that you can't delete. And if I can do that, I will do the rest of it for you.
I'll have to think about that. You are on the short list of people I would trust, but you're also on the short list of people that would totally tweet something that would be hysterical for everybody else but me.
Well, this guy was program director, he went on my Twitter account and said, "Who wants to sex the Jackman?"
Yeah.
like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, you're not.
Did I say that?
You did say that, yes.
Who wants to sex the Jackman?
Yeah.
That's a great tweet.
You get a lot of responses?
it was deleted relatively fast, yeah.
That's a great tweet.
But, yeah, he's untrustworthy. Now, Seltzer, you can't entrust with it because he'll never tweet it.
So that was going to be my next one. I could give it to Seltzer, who would not tweet anything controversial or interesting, but would probably get me a lot of followers over the next week. Lots of Go Birds, lots of, you know, all caps, Jalen Hurts, that type of stuff. He could be positive for my Twitter brand if I gave the password.
I honestly can't get over how funny "Who Wants to Sex the Jackman" is. I mean, that is a great tweet.
It's pretty good.
Good memories there. Good memories.
Well, of course I memorized it. Yeah, I thought my career was ending, but I'm the program director.
Wait a minute. Oh, go ahead.
Now, Elliot, I just saw this tweet as well, and you actually need to make sure that you follow this. Brazil court says anyone caught using a VPN to access X will be fined up to $8,000 a day.
Well, time to open the expense app on the Odyssey at Work website.
Oh, you're going to use Concur to expense your $8,000 fine.
Guess he won't be working here very long.
Well, by the way, I tried to explain to Jack what a VPN was once, and his eyes just glazed over. So he says that.
Like, as you remember from your time as program director, I can't even edit an image, so the chances of me VPNing my way onto Twitter overseas seems very slim.
Very unlikely. Well, this is huge news, Elliot. We'll have to get your decision as to whether you give someone your password or you just decide to write 40 different articles next week.
Yeah, or again, you can follow me at Threads at Elliot.
No,
he's gone. No threads.
No threads.
No threads.
We're trying to be adults here.
Yeah. The Twitter question, not the threads question, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. I brought up the wrong Twitter account. I brought up CJGJ's Twitter account.
Was anything notable on there?
Well, he was complaining about Brazil earlier. Yeah. The Twitter question, are Jalen Hurts' comments about Jason Kelce and the blitz a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing? 65% say nothing, 23% a bad thing, 12% a good thing.
Interesting. I will say, I'm very glad that...
Going back to the Elliot Twitter thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I'm very glad that the Twitter is being banned for a lot of these reporters. I can't stand when they tweet out things while I'm on a 21-second delay.
Oh, about the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very happy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So I don't... It's been a while since I've watched a football game that matters and stared at Twitter at the same time.
Sure.
I just haven't done it over the last few years. I will do it this year. Why are they giving game updates about things that happen on Twitter as if everyone who is looking at it can't just go to a website and follow along that way or watch the game? Like, background information. Hey, this injury happened. Here's what's going on. Or maybe something that you don't hear or see on the broadcast. Why are they tweeting out so-and-so throws a touchdown pass?
Because they got to get the likes, the retweets, reposts.
No one needs that.
I'm aware. Wait till Ike starts tweeting sometimes he'll tweet the score. It's my favorite thing on game day. Like, we're all watching, and Ike goes, Eagles 35-17.
Well, Ike's sort of in the middle on Twitter
in
terms of, like,
older guy
and the younger guy.
Yeah. He's caught in between, but it always bothers me when they do that. I try not to be on Twitter during the game just because, like, I want to.
Well, it makes you miserable too.
Right. Yeah. And everyone is overreacting to everything. So, but a part of me is definitely happy that Elliot's going to have to adjust. Like, are they going to go back to the old, come to our website for live, you know, updates? You know what I mean? Like, where they just posted the running stream.
Yeah, that's what it's going to have to be with Elliot.
Yeah.
I can't believe they've. If I were Elliot, I would protest in some way.
There's no way.
Yeah.
He views this as a little bit less work.
He's trying to push everyone to Threads.
Which is, again, more sickening work from
Elliot.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this and you just decided to follow Elliot on Threads, unfollow him.
Right now.
In fact, if you're already following Elliot on Threads, unfollow
him.
Let's
see if we can get more unfollows than follows.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're following Elliot on Threads, please unfollow him. Coming up next, everyone's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the Top 5 at 5. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.